Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our palatial Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, I say that palatial word is because I've got a pretty big studio compared to some of the other studios in here, because this is where they used to have the Spanish station years ago, and they would actually bring people in here with instruments to play different songs and whatnot. So you can imagine what that is on top of a regular radio station studio. But anyway, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so much for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It also includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail and the letters and all that great stuff that we need to have to make America roll along. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse workers, we appreciate you tuning in to us, as well as the Amazon drivers that tune in every night, different groups of them around the countryside. You say, hey, Captain, we're here. We're riding with you tonight. Well, thanks a lot there, guys and gals. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the way it is, the official Captain's America Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S on it, America, all lowercase. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out all the different things we have to offer, and you'll even see a link to our first guest over there, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, has got a link on that page. You click on it, and boom, you're over on his page. In the meantime, here he is, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Well, they're not going to stay out very long because we do have a wind, and it's a little cold by the back door here, which means that the wind's blowing from the north towards the building on the backside from the airport, and we do have some colder temperatures tonight here, 60 degrees on one thermometer and 61 on the other. All the difference is one door versus the side door versus the back door, and, of course, it's the coldest at the back door, but it is what it is. We'll survive tonight, but it's going to be a colder day tomorrow and a colder night tonight. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we add those two words and emphasize them, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a lot of things going on. Of course, there's still chomping at the bit over Mayor Pete not doing what he should be doing, according to the folks over there in that Ohio town, where the White House is now totally on the defensive over the derailment and the things that are taking place, as anxieties, and that's the understatement of the year, are now starting to surface over the toxic cargo, which is persisting. Because, again, if you've seen the pictures, if you've seen the damage, if you've seen the destruction, that is a town that literally is going to have to be leveled and rebuilt from the ground up. And one thing they're not talking about is when you deal with hazardous materials like this to get into the soil, what do they have to do to that soil, Kyle?
Well, and many times I know they'd have to scrape it down several feet.
That's right.
To a great degree, yeah.
Yep, and take it to the hazmat dump and dump it in there, and that's where she goes.
Yes, this is a monumental undertaking, Captain. And by the way, of course, the people of East Palestine are still looking to the government, state and local and federal. And Senator Marco Rubio there from Florida is now calling as well for the resignation of Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, citing what he calls a gross level of incompetence and apathy in dealing with this disaster in East Palestine.
Everybody that's listening to this program right now, without any fail or without any inconsistence, everybody should be on the telephone or email sending messages to their congressmen and women and saying, we want Pete Buttigieg out.
Well, he has not demonstrated leadership in this capacity.
And he still isn't. He's had every chance to do so.
Well, that's right. And didn't he say something like, well, this happens all the time, you know, kind of a thing, and they're still trying to blame the Trump administration about electronic braking and all this stuff. None of that matters in the scheme of how he reacted to this disaster.
Well, there were
Where
a couple,
has he been?
There were a couple of huge lies that were told by the government by the fact that, well, this isn't a natural disaster caused by the weather, so FEMA can't do anything about it. That's a lie. They can do something about it. And they have done plenty of things about stuff that's happened in the past that has not had something to do with the weather. So somebody needs to grab that person and smack them upside the head and say, hey, bud, you're not paying attention to the program. FEMA, this is what they do. This is what they do. And we'll have a lot more when we come back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will do just that, and we want to remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, from Relief Factor. And you can find out more about them by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, where you can get the $19.95 3-week quick start to help you get out of the pain and suffering that you've been in for a while. This stuff works, folks, so you wouldn't be hearing me talking about it. This stuff works. I've taken it every day. I start my day every morning with it at breakfast, and have had for the past 9 years plus. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't know what was going to happen, just like you, when I first took it. So I decided to just approach this with an open mind and see what would happen. And within a week, I started to notice a difference in the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I was having. It started to get a lot less and a lot less painful. And then by the time the second week came around, it was almost gone altogether. By the time the third week came around, it worked, and I was out of pain, period. And for the most part, I've been out of pain for almost all of those 9 years, except when I have some sort of procedure done at the doctor where they'll cut my right leg and do what they have to do to it because of the problems that I've been having. And they've done it a couple times with my left foot and ankle. But it is what it is. And, of course, that's when you would expect to take this to help you with the pain and the suffering, which I do, and it works. So I want you to go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. And there's some other things over there that might interest you, like the vitamins they've got, the healthcare products, too. Check them out. They are a full-service company, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And how? relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, back to the drawing board here, Kyle, and back to the news of the day. Obviously, this situation in East Palestine, Ohio, is not going to go away anytime soon. They've got a lot of work they have to do. HUD is talking about bringing in some of those housing trailers units for people that absolutely can't live in their homes because they're totally contaminated or they've been destroyed in the blast, which is all part of this. So we don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but that will be available to the people, I believe, next week.
Yes, I believe so, Captain. And, of course, even the idea that, of course, that would be temporary housing while either homes are decontaminated or even torn down in preparation to rebuild. But it seems to me, Captain, that even to do that, workers, construction workers and so forth, they'd still be working in a contaminated environment. I can't imagine the lengths they'd have to go to protect themselves.
Well, I still, and it is so vivid in my mind seeing this, where they said, oh, the water's not contaminated, it's okay, it hasn't been polluted. Look, we've got clear water. One of the people said, look, we've got clear water. J.D. Vance walked over, took a stick, put it in the bottom of the clear water, and scraped it for about 6 feet. And it came out red, white, blue, orange, green, purple, all that. That's not contaminated water? I don't think so.
Yeah, this is a gargantuan proportion of a problem to be dealt with, an environmental disaster that's happened here. Now, of course, Captain, some people would say, well, as you mentioned right before we went to break, this whole idea that, well, it's not really a FEMA problem, but it seems to me, Captain, that the FEMA means Federal Emergency Management Agency, not Federal Natural Disaster Management Agency.
You are right. FEMA covers any declared disaster, period.
Exactly.
Because of a war or whether it's because of something that happened naturally, flood, fires. By the way, a wildfire, is that a weather emergency?
Well, not necessarily. Yeah.
Correct. And some of these other things where buildings collapse. Is that a weather emergency?
No, of course not. Right.
So again, the excuse that was used was absolutely wrong by the person that used it, but this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people in these agencies that have no clue what the rules are.
Right. And at the same time, too, Captain, you would think that from the White House on down, you would want to muster as much help as you can in order to address this, because not addressing it, it just makes everything worse. It makes everything worse not only for the people in the initial community area, but downstream as well and long term. So I can't imagine why they did not want to swing into action.
Well, 24 states have sued the Biden EPA now over the water rule that would limit land use for farmers and landowners by calling it an improper federal power grab. I agree with that statement.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
And there's going to be a lot more that's going to come out of this. We'll just have to wait to see what happens. And I will definitely take that move just to sit back and watch. Now, in the meantime, the U.S. military has completed the recovery of the Chinese balloon off the coast of South Carolina, and they're now taking the parts and pieces back to Quantico, Virginia, and Camp Lejeune in South Carolina to examine them. And we're going to hear whatever they will tell us, that is, we're going to hear what it is that this balloon was up to, because it was definitely a spying device.
Well, of course it was, and up to this point, too, Captain, we've heard that somehow precautions were taken on the ground to limit the amount of intelligence that could be gathered. I think now that they can examine the actual guts of this thing, they will be able to make a more clear determination, although it may not be made public, per se, because of national security, but at least internally, they'll have a better idea of exactly what its capabilities were and what was compromised, because that's your bottom dollar –
something important was compromised in this.
Okay, and Charlie in Columbia, South Carolina, just sent me a message, and he says, hey, Captain, is it true that Donald Trump is going to go to the hazmat site in Ohio? I believe it is true, and I believe it'll be next week.
Yes, possibly. And in fact, one of the things that had occurred to me, Captain, that Donald Trump, if he wanted to really point up this huge problem, is to actually go there and try to raise, at the very least, because of who he is, he can raise awareness of this. There's a lot of people thinking that they can literally sweep this under the rug or simply ignore it and not classify it as a true disaster like we were talking about, and maybe it'll kind of go away. But this is an incredibly important problem and event, and it's not going to go away.
Well, if it were me, I would have Buttigieg, I would have the EPA, I would have HUD and their top people. I would have them in their separate motorhomes that they have set up with their remote offices right there. And if they didn't want to stay, like, within the city limits or something, they could park a mile or so away where they thought they were safe. But whatever, safety first, of course, safety first. But they could park wherever. But they need to be there, boots on the ground, right there in that area.
Right. If anything, to demonstrate that when something like this happens, Americans come together and don't care about your political, who you voted for, how you registered to vote. This is why we have a federal government. We don't have a Democrat government, for example. We have a federal government. That's why they're there.
And the governor up there has done more than the federal government, and he really isn't. His hands are tied as to what he can and can't do because the railroad tracks are not owned by the state. They're owned by the feds.
Exactly right. And even more reason why this should have been a major priority for this administration. And to some degree, Biden or whomever should have told Pete Buttigieg, get your rear end over there and be seen. Talk to the people and make sure that you understand what's happening on the ground. Now, I know Pete Buttigieg can't order the cleanup and all this other stuff, but he can speak to the derailment and he can also offer the kind of support that people expect in a time of real trouble.
I can hear the order now. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Butthead, get your butt over there to Ohio.
Right. Well, but it's always, how is this going to play? How do we play this out? What can we get away with? And it is so infuriating, Captain, that Pete Buttigieg was only talking about the racialization of workforces and so forth instead of this problem when he had ample opportunity.
Well, I got news for you. They can't sweep this under the rug. None of that. Can't do it. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A USA News update. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the city of East Palestine will be receiving more help after a train derailment released toxic materials. He announced Friday the Federal Emergency Management Agency will deploy resources to the crash site. DeWine added Norfolk Southern Railroad will be held accountable.
The railroad created this problem.
Yeah.
People didn't create this problem. They brought this this into the community. It was their railroad that had the huge, massive wreck, traumatic for the people. We're going to hold them feet to the fire.
The governor said air and water in the area are safe, but residents remain skeptical. A top Federal Reserve official says inflation isn't where it needs to be. Michelle Bowman told bankers in Nashville that interest rate hikes must continue to hit the Fed's goal of 2% inflation. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And Mike Lindell has done it again, folks. He's done it again. You know those great Giza sheets that are fantastic and you heard me rave about before, and even Kyle Warren because he's got a set? Well, now it's buy one, get one free for Giza Sheet Time. Buy one, get one free. And there's a whole bunch of 50% off items there, too. And how you'll find out about it, as well as the 60%, the 70%, the 80% off articles, is to go to the website, MyPillow.com. Click on the link for the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see a little box with a door. You click on that, and it'll take you to the Radio Listener Specials page where you will start to see the buy one, get ones, save $50 on this, $90 on that, 60% on this, 50% on that. You'll start to see all that, and then you'll see more if you use the promo code CAPTAIN. That'll get you into the deep savings door where you'll really save a bunch of money. So, you want to go to MyPillow.com. When you're there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. When you're there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Now, you can also call them up on the line, on the telephone line, and talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. And you'll find out more about these great radio specials that are in the Radio Listener Specials room. So, check them out. See the savings that are there. See how much money you can save. because it's pillows that are on sale. Buy one, get one on the brand new MyPillow 2.0 pillow. Towels that are on sale. The Giza sheets, buy one, get one on the sets. Slippers, 50% off. 90% off on another line, the sandals. Pajamas and a lot of other things, too, at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. The radio listener specials page. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. You'll save a bunch of money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain, doing good.
What do you think about what Mike Lindell did again?
Well, I think it's amazing. And like you mentioned, yeah, we have the Giza sheets. We sleep on them every night. Everybody in my family has a MyPillow. And right now, as we're broadcasting across the United States of America and other places, of course, via the Internet around the world, my feet are ensconced in the warm, very warm MyPillow slippers.
Uh-huh. Okay. We'll call you Fuzzy Feet.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, you know, I just mentioned back here in the last segment about the 24 states suing the Biden EPA. And, of course, that's only going to become more predominant as things go along here. Lawsuits are starting to work their way up the channel right now over there because of the hazardous materials train incident. We'll wait and see what happens there. The jury's out on all of that. But we also had some other things happen yesterday. The CBS News medical contributor, Celine Gounder, insinuated that the young people who suffered an unprecedented spike in lethal heart attacks during the first 2 years of the pandemic might have only themselves to blame. Now, while the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were amongst the agencies and experts that told exactly what needed to be done, many have not listened to what was being told, and they went and did their own little thing. Now, the COVID vaccine, we know, brings a higher heart risk and little benefit to young men and women, according to some of the medical experts now sounding off without fear of retribution.
Well, that's right. In fact, I think they were citing a new recent national study, age groups between 44 year old age groups. They had showed a spike in heart attacks during the pandemic. And this was an area or groups that weren't heretofore regarded as being very high risk. So there's a lot going on there, and we still don't know all the details.
Now, turning back to politics, the Republican presidential candidates who could be blocked from the debate stage this summer better pay attention to this, because if they do not sign a pledge to support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee in the 2024 campaign, according to the draft language in this adoption, the Republican National Committee, who meets this coming week, will enforce that rule, and they will not be able to speak from the podium at any Republican National Committee event.
That is very interesting. Right now, of course, we have Donald Trump. He's declared. Nikki Haley has declared. Others will start declaring, I think, sooner than later here. But certainly having to adhere to that, I think you're going to get some pushback on it. And it also could be used, I think, by the Democrats and by many in the media to try to really exacerbate any kind of divisions in the Republican Party.
Well,
ultimately, it's good form to say, I will support the eventual nominee. But some are never going to say that, I think, because if it happens to be Donald Trump, they are just not going to do that. Some will not.
Well, that's probably true, but unfortunately, it'll be their loss, because the Republican National Committee Chair, Rona McDaniel, speaking after former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley announced her candidacy for the White House earlier this week, said that Republican contenders will be so much better than anything President Joe Biden and the Democrats are putting forward. Now, she also said, I'm very excited to put fresh Republican ideas and candidates in front of the American people, ideas that are working for the American people in other parts of the country, and contrast that with anything that Biden has done, who's been a total disaster.
Yes, he has been a total disaster, and you'd almost want to pick any other Republican possible candidate and switch them out with Biden, and I think things would improve immeasurably, you know, in theory, in that kind of a scenario. But the voters will get that chance here sooner than later, Captain, to say that exact same thing and put their votes where their mouth is and change things. But it still can be a slog, though, for the Republican nomination.
And here in Florida, we have the Republican State Party Chairman election coming up here, and I want to go on the record right now for saying that I know Christian Ziegler. I've known him ever since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, so to speak, with the Vern Buchanan campaign. He was his gopher, his driver, and worked his way through there, became the vice chair of the RPOF, and now he's running for the chairmanship position. And I want to go on the record for supporting him because he's a good guy with great ideas. He's got a great family man. His wife, Bridget, is very active in the school district in Sarasota County. And I just want to make sure that people understand those are the people they need to take a look at for the leadership at the Republican level here in Florida.
Yes, well, exactly right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Now, Rick Grenell yesterday chimed in. Of course, he's a former acting director of national intelligence during the Trump administration. He believes that President Joe Biden failed to secure the trust of the American people when handling the incident involving the Chinese spy balloon and other flying objects that recently occupied North American airspace over a short window of time. He said, and I quote, let's summarize the Biden policy. They didn't shoot down the balloon from China that was spying on us as it went across the entire country, but they did shoot down balloons that were weather balloons right away. Now, Grenell said this yesterday while appearing on television, and I'll tell you what, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely spot on right.
Well, absolutely. One of the things, Captain, is that when you put together the Chinese spy balloon and Joe Biden and the obvious ties back to China through Hunter and so forth, he should have shot the thing down right away to dispel any of those things. But he didn't. He let it go all the way across.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Rick Scott. We'll try to slide that in there before we go to the top of the hour break because we got the Truckers Highway and Byway coming in. But Rick Scott did not say what the Democrats are saying, he said. They're not saying all of what was reported. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, Mr. Kyle, who is that band?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure that's Charlie Starr singing with Blackberry Smoke, although I don't know the name of the song right off the top of my head.
Well, you got the band right, you got the group right, Blackberry Smoke, and I didn't know they had a flutist in there, but they do, and it's called Take the Highway.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, listen to this. They got it going. Now he's going to get on an elite guitar here. Anyway, they got it going. I'll tell you what, that's quite the group. They're very well talented, and I was surprised when I heard it. I said, man, I know this group. I can't place their name. I did a little look, and then I found out who it was, and I said, oh, yeah, we're going to have them tonight. So
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Blackberry Smoke, they are, as you said, they're really talented. I got to tell you, their musicianship is top notch, and they all seem to play right in the right space. And if you've seen heard a lot of their sort of unplugged stuff that they do, it's all so tasteful. They're just amazing. They're one of my favorite bands these days.
All right, well, moving over to the weather, and we don't have a lot of weather, but what we got is kind of getting there with the program, if you will. There's a large swath of a very moist tropical air mass, which is going to be coming ashore over the weekend, perhaps as late as Monday, which is President's Day, in parts of Oregon and Northern California. Now, with that maintaining a threat of flooding over the state through the beginning of next week, locally heavy snow is expected to spread through the high Sierras into the Northern Rockies and Northwest this weekend. And right now we do have a bunch of snow. Kyle will tell you about it in a minute out there in the west. Over in the east, our weather pattern looks to unfold next week from some things coming across west to east. Our weather pretty much went out to sea because it's really rough if you're going to try to go from the Carolinas on up to Nova Scotia all along the beach areas today. You're going to have rip tides and you're going to have high waves and all sorts of stuff going on there. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, you're right, Captain. As we look into Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, as we head through the weekend, by the time you get to Monday, you are going to look at some rain showers, and you're also going to see snow in the higher elevations and so forth. Right now, on the weather, on the radar map coming out of Seattle on I-90, you're definitely going to run into a mix as you come east out of Seattle. You're going to, by the time you hit North Bend, you're going to get a mix of rain and sleet, and that's going to turn into snow a little bit further down the road there. We also have rain all over the areas there near Royal City, Mattawa, and down towards Yakima as well, and down towards Goldendale. You've got rain and snow in that area active right now. So do be careful with that. We continue with winter weather advisories now. The wind chill advisories we've been watching all week long in the Idaho Falls area down towards Pocatello as well has turned into a winter weather advisory, so be aware of that. We continue with high wind warnings. This is going to be north of Cheyenne on I-25, and as you come out I-80 from Cheyenne, heading towards Laramie and Elk Mountain, high wind watches continue there as well. High winds also on lookout for southern Colorado, I-25 down near Trinidad. Now, near Reno, Nevada, as you come out I-80, heading up towards Winnemucca and Elko, looks like you've got, the holiday weekend's coming up here, you're going to have dry and mild conditions, but a colder weather pattern with periods of strong winds and snow is starting to return next week, early next week around Tuesday. So definitely be aware of that, especially if you plan to be trucking through that area. And that's what we're seeing on the weather map right now, Captain. More next hour. Back to you.
Okay, up in northeastern Minnesota, up there Duluth towards the Lake Superior region and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you do have gale warnings out on the lake. You do have snow coming in off the lake. You do have a winter storm watch, if you will, up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Also moving over to the northern part of Lake Michigan, you have the same scenario there coming across into the northern tip of Michigan. And moving on down towards the bottom,
bottom. I'm just going to follow the river all the way down to the bottom here. We do have some windy conditions along the Gulf of Mexico tonight, all the way down to Fort Myers, all the way across to the Texas-Louisiana line right there. And then we've got in the mountains of West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina and eastern Tennessee, we do have quite a bit of wind over there tonight because of the situation out there in the ocean where we've got the gale warning out there with high winds all along the coastline from North Carolina, right there around Wilmington, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up the whole eastern seaboard. Got a lot of wind up there tonight. And we'll also have some flooding left behind from what happened yesterday and the day before in eastern Kentucky. All the streams are up, rivers are up. Be advised of that. You might have a potential flash flood or something going on in your neighborhood that you hadn't expected to hear about. But they do have the warnings up, but they do have everywhere that needs to know so far is on alert for this sort of thing. So there you go. So, Mr. Kyle, Why would this be a good weekend for us to go visit the pilot and Flying J?
Well, Captain, they want to be your oasis out there on the road, and they have so many different locations for you to choose from, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function. And, of course, as we move through February, it is Heart Month, and they're helping out the American Heart Association and the Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation. You can round up your purchase to make a donation. You can also purchase a paper heart for $1, $3, or $5, and that whole amount will go to these to helping these great organizations from the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, check out their My Rewards Plus app. You can start saving. You can get great offers and much, much more at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, before we go to break, which we will be here in just a very short few seconds, Joe Biden has been ridiculing our great governor down here, Ron DeSantis, in Florida, everywhere and anywhere he could. Well, it's finally come back to bite him squarely in the butt because none of it is working. The country is not taking it. As a matter of fact, by attacking our governor here in Florida, he's now become an accidental endorsement for the governor because every time Biden's name gets mentioned, guess whose rating numbers go up, Kyle?
Ron DeSantis. Yep.
That's right. All right, folks. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.